Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
The entertainment that keeps me going.
On Mix 104.1.
That's what we need, is more Bon Jovi in our lives.
Yes. Whoa.
Oh. It's just banger after banger after banger.
Yep. So much leather, tight pants, and hair.
How's his hair now? Is it still glorious?
Oh, his hair is amazing.
We were just looking at the photo. His hair, his jawline, he's everything.
Yeah. So I did a Zoom video chat yesterday with John Bon Jovi. Big thank you to Arbella Insurance here for New England, here for good. Part of our Carson and Kennedy talk with famous people. And here I am sitting in my son's bedroom at his desk. And on the screen pops John Bon Jovi, and he's been doing a lot of press recently because the album comes out tomorrow, and that's kind of where we started the conversation.
I've been doing a lot of work, yeah, but Red Bull and coffee keep you going. You know, but you're also at your home. It's not like I'm running around like we would typically, so it's not too bad.
Now, I know you have a teenage son. Is he homeschooling? I have a 9-year-old son. I'm sitting at his desk, actually.
Nice. Right, I could see the TB bobblehead over your shoulder.
Oh, yeah, he's a big Tom Brady guy.
Tell him so am I. My son, our youngest, is 16, and he was just desperate to get back to his buddies. So he's in person. He's going to school in person.
Yeah, that's probably better for you and I, because math.
Oh, yeah. Forget about it. You know, my wife, like she says, she's going through slavery and history for the fourth time. You know, she thinks she's finally got it all down and she's going to graduate high school for the fifth time. But it's all on her. If it was up to me, we'd be in trouble.
So let me ask you this. So we have the 15th album coming out on Friday.
Yeah.
It's been interesting to see during the pandemic how different artists have released albums and what those albums have contained. We got a new album from Taylor Swift this year, Folklore, which was more just about taking us away from what's going on in the world today. You did the opposite. You named the album 2020. It seems to me in reading about the album and a lot of the lyrics, you're almost kind of reporting on this year. And I'm wondering what happened along the way that gave you this idea that I really need to speak about what's going on right now.
Well, in truth, it's a year unlike any that we've ever lived before. In March of 2019, we went to Nashville to record what I thought was the album. In retrospect, it really was just the first batch of songs. And I did come up with that album title then and there. It had dual meaning at the time. One, clear vision. After all that we'd been through and the release of our last record, This House Is Not For Sale, I thought, okay, we're through that rough patch. I have clear vision. I know what the future holds. 2020 works. And then there was the tongue-in-cheek. When we release this record, it's going to be an election year and it'll be a hell of a bumper sticker and maybe even a couple t-shirt sales, you know?
Right, of course.
But as events started to unfold and I had more opportunity to write, I couldn't help but bear witness to history. And songs like Lower the Flag and then Let It Rain, and then after the COVID crises, Do What You Can and ultimately American Reckoning changed the depth of the meaning of 2020. And then I said, no, I'm just witness to history. And to me, this is a snapshot of this crazy year in our timeline. Having had the opportunity to pull back from its release, write the last two songs, it sort of completed the project.
And Do What You Can. I love that message, you know, because I think sometimes we're like, oh, well, I can't do anything big, so why bother?
I don't want anyone to think that what they do isn't big. every little bit, every little pebble in the pond creates that ripple, which leads to the wave. You know, every little just act of kindness may lead the person that you smiled or waved at to write the great American novel. You know, you just never know the difference between being dour and passing along a smile to a stranger could change the course of their day. Think of it, and it sounds trivial, but it's not. You know, and for me, I was aware of those little things adding up. Who would have thought 15 years ago when we started the foundation that I would have built 1,000 units of affordable housing, that we'd have 3 Soul Kitchen community restaurants? Or how brazen is it for Dorothea and I to think that washing a dish and feeding someone in need is really making a difference? But in truth, one meal has led to 100,000+ meals just out of the restaurants alone. So yeah, it is making a difference.
You and Dorothea, you've been together, I think, 40 years now.
Yep.
My wife and I will celebrate our 13th wedding anniversary next week.
Congratulations.
So how about some advice for the guy that's still pretty new in it from the guy who is who's been there for a while?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I was just lucky enough to say I got it right the first time. There's no magic potion. We work at it, but it's the Mutual Admiration Society. I still wake up every day and I'm giddy that she's still here. And I'm appreciative, you know, and we're in this together and we grew up together. Not only did we truly go to high school together, but in adulthood, we've grown and we grew at the same pace. So all of those things add up. And now that we're at a place where our kids are getting a little older, and last night, for instance, was her birthday and all the kids were here, and you sort of look around the table and you go, yeah, this was worth it.
I feel like I went to high school with Slippery When Wet. I was a junior getting ready to go into my senior year when that album came out. And it was such a part of that year, like the Beastie Boys and Rad and Bon Jovi and Def Leppard that were just kind of the soundtrack to my senior year of high school.
Nice.
In fact, we used your song, Never Say Goodbye, as our senior song for the class of 87. And it was controversial. They wouldn't let us put all the lyrics in the senior book because, you know, you lost more than that. My Backseat Baby. We had a small, in our own world, a little protest, and we forced the faculty to allow that song to be played at our prom, and the lyrics were in the handbook.
Wow. Well, thank you. Richie and I both thank you.
Yeah.
We wrote that together in his mom's basement in 1986, I guess. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that was a prom song for quite a few kids at that time. But that's kind of you. Thank you for remembering. Oh,
yeah, it's great. Is your teenage son, has he found that music yet? You know, being in high school now, do you walk by his room and you hear something and you go, man, what is that? What is he listening to? What is that soundtrack for him?
The soundtrack is of artists that I've never heard of. it's like the indie records. But Romeo, my youngest son, is the first one to gravitate towards playing. So he's worked for the last year plus, and he can play the guitar now. And he's learning how to play Beatles songs. And, you know, he's coming up with all the right questions. And his aspiration is to follow in my footsteps and make records someday. So it's interesting to watch it through his eyes.
So we have the Arbella Insurance fan question. This is from Mihul Choksi on Twitter. And he asks, if John Bon Jovi of the 80s time traveled to 2020, what would he say after listening to the new album?
Gee, I don't know. The album's pretty new, but that's interesting. I'm always asked, you know, what would I tell the younger self? Now you're saying the younger one comes and sees 2020 and hears the new album. I don't know. I guess I would hope that he'd be proud of it and say, you know, I'm glad to still be doing it at this level all those years on.
The new album is out on Friday. I know everybody is excited. I did a little research. I did some rough math. I figure if there's about 7.5 billion people on Earth and you've sold about 100 million albums, mm-hmm. and about 1 in 75 people on Earth have at one point purchased a Bon Jovi album.
Wow.
And so I imagine the same thing is going to happen on Friday, and hopefully it's another number one album for you guys.
Wow, I really appreciate that. Thanks.
All right. Hopefully we'll see you soon back in Boston. Thanks, John.
All right. Bye-bye now. Thanks.
Carson, you did math?
I did math. I know, right?
Not sure the math checks out, but you did it.
But you sure as heck tried.
I tried. I think he almost called me Guy there at the end.
Gay.
Like, thanks, Guy.
Hey, thanks for the interview,
Guy. Bud. I mean, I know this is the second or third time we've interviewed you, but I'll call you Buddy or Guy, and that's okay.
Yeah. He did 45 interviews that day.
Yeah. He's just awesome, though. He really is. I mean, this is a guy that's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the Songwriters Hall of Fame, is an accomplished actor. We got into his acting and why he hasn't been doing more of it, and he told me why. That'll be in the video that goes up a little bit later on today. There's actually about maybe 13 to 15 minutes of interview. That was only 7 or 8 of it right there.
You can see inside Bon Jovi's house.
That is a fact. That'll be up at Mix1041.com, and a big thank you to Arbella Insurance with our Carson and Kennedy Talk with Famous People series.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.